Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
What's the point in talking about something if it's never going to affect you? Why ruin a chat with the lads with heavy conversation, feelings, or even worse, health? It's statistically proven that men are notoriously bad at seeking help for health problems. In fact, one in five men haven't seen a doctor in the past 5 years. Two-thirds of men have family history of cancer, stroke and heart disease, yet more than half haven't had a basic health check in the past year. I could reel off more stats. Believe me, there's a lot more. But I won't. What we can do, though, is make it really, really easy for men to talk about their health. The Leeds Urology Partnership helps men of all shapes and sizes with all sorts of things. They talk about troublesome testicles and problematic prostates, infertility and incontinence, mental health and sexual health, kidneys, bladders and lots more. And believe us when we say there's pretty much nothing that our go-to expert, Dr. Oliver Kayes, hasn't heard before. Dr. Oliver Kayes works at the Leeds Urology Partnership and is based in the Nuffield Health Hospital in Leeds, but recently began consulting at the Harrogate branch of Nuffield Health on Hornbeam Park, allowing not only gym-goers, but non-members as well to seek advice and help. As well as private appointments, he also occasionally holds talks with groups of men at the Nuffield Health Gym. It breaks taboos, opens the window for good old conversation, and teaches visitors things they've never heard before. I went along to one last month and talked to some of the people attending to hear their thoughts.
My name's Doug Masterton, I live in Harewood, and I moved to the Yorkshire area in 1979.
And you've come along to the talk with Leeds Urology Partnership today. Did you learn anything new?
Yeah, I learned a lot new. I mean, particularly in terms of the statistics about chances of developing cancer, and also some insights into, you know, attitudes towards taking medicines that could help.
Do you think things like this, you know, talking about all sorts of different men's body parts, there's ways that men can keep healthier, do you think it's talked about often enough?
Clearly not. I think a lot of people are too preoccupied with their lives, particularly the age when they should be not concerned but alert to any kind of warning sign. And I also think amongst some men there's a kind of a reluctance to think that there might be something wrong with them. I think it's a little bit in the men, in a male psyche. You don't want to admit a failing.
My name's Andy Shippey. I'm the Sales and Services Manager from Nuffield Health Leeds Hospital. I guess I came to support the event tonight, but I had a special interest because I have had testicular cancer in the past, so caring about men's health is something that's quite close to my heart.
How did you discover that you had testicular cancer in the first place, and how long ago was that?
It was about 20 years ago now. I got a knock playing football in the stomach and was rushed into hospital. Tests proved that I had cancer. I had a large tumour behind the stomach, but it had stemmed from the testicle, and I started chemotherapy very soon afterwards.
So you went in for something completely unrelated, and something you never thought was going to be thrown up and was announced to you?
Yeah, initially they thought it was a burst ulcer, potentially, but it was only through diagnostic tests such as scans and blood tests, etc., that they came back literally a couple of days later to say that it was testicular cancer.
How old were you at that point?
I was 18.
Wow.
I'd just finished my second term at university, thrown into a time of chemo and operations.
And you all well now?
Yes, yeah, 20 years on and I'm all good. Yeah.
So what would you say to people then if they're in a similar age bracket then, sort of late teens, early 20s, and they think, nah, that won't touch me?
I think, well, particularly testicular cancer is, you know, one of the most common cancers, if not the most common cancer, between about 18 and 40 is my understanding. Men aren't very good at looking after themselves, aren't very good at talking about stuff, but all I'd say is just please check yourself. You know, it's quite easy to do when you're in the shower, and, you know, if you do find anything abnormal, please go and see your GP about it and ask them to do something.
Do you think in general men don't talk enough and bring that up as an issue?
Oh, we're rubbish at talking. We, you know, we go down to the pub and talk about everything other than our health, whereas a group of girls will go and happily talk about, you know, health problems, who they've seen, which doctor they would recommend. Men just don't do that. And I would encourage people, you know, they don't even have to talk about it that often, they just check themselves. Again, go and talk to a GP or a healthcare professional. But yeah, we should be more open, we should look after ourselves better.
So there seems to be one clear problem when it comes to men's health. Not enough men are tackling health problems head on. Those two people you just heard from were two who have done so with incredibly positive results. Dr. Oliver Case from the Leeds Urology Partnership knows pretty much everything there is to know about men's health and is available in both the Harrogate and Leeds branches of Nuffield Health. You can find out more right now at leedsurologypartnership.co.uk.
Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.